Michal Bregant is director of the National Film Archive, which preserves the Czech Republic's rich cinema heritage, overseeing over 150 million meters of film. Previously, he headed another important institution, FAMU Film School. A Prager through and through, Bregant grew up on the city centre street Saletna. His family's kitchen window overlooked the adjacent narrow Kamzikova. And there we take a short trip down memory lane at the start of our tour of his Prague.
It was great. I was riding my bike here and I knew the friends here, and I was able to go up to the roofs of these buildings, and in our apartment we would heat with coal, and my mother would ask me to get potatoes from the cellar, which was a beautiful Gothic ground floor from the early Middle Ages. If you move a little bit, we can see the window from our kitchen, from that kitchen window. I was looking at people who work in this bakery. Now it's then it was restaurant later. Now it's a chocolate something. But from the kitchen window, I could see people, especially early in the morning when I woke up and my parents were still sleeping. I was standing at the window and staring at those people making rolls and bread. And that was communism, you know. They would take the rolls and bread from here to other bake shops in other parts of the city, instead of selling them right here. You know, it didn't make any sense. But that kitchen window it has a special spot in my heart, in my memory. All these passages were not open for public. You know, it was open only in the early 90s. But also there was the time when this bakery was transformed into Pizza Hut. So there was, for myself, it was a symbol of the invasion of this type of capitalism into my city. Yeah, it was a great time.
And was it a magical place to grow up?
It was not magical at all. It was absolutely normal, regular. I didn't care. I was walking on the sidewalks, which were historical. I didn't care about opening the Baroque door. I didn't care about living in such an environment. It was totally normal to me.
From today's perspective, do you appreciate what you had?
Absolutely. It really made a big influence on me, on my life, and on the way how I can appreciate urban space. You know, I can orient quite well in cities, and I like it. In that term, I'm kind of a asphalt rat or a cobblestone rat.
How do you feel today when you come into the center of Prague and you see how a lot of it looks on Saletna, which is part of the famous Royal Way? There's so many shops selling pieces of glass and all kinds of horrible tourist tat.
I know that Prague is strong enough to survive even that. I don't take it very dramatically. I think it's there's the market for this crap. There are people who want to buy Russian army caps and those Russian puppets or whatever. I don't like it personally, and I still think that this part of the city looks most beautiful in the spring, in the summer, in the fall, in the winter, around 4 in the morning when you're coming back from the bar, because it's empty and you can communicate with the history alive.
When I travel to other cities, often cities that are bigger than Prague, I frequently notice that their centres, okay, there are some shops where they sell tourist crap, but the extent of those streets is much smaller than here.
That's the visible hand of the market. It's something that simply happened here, and unfortunately the people who live here, because there's not so many people living here, that's the problem, but people who want to have some impact on it, they are not powerful enough, and it's a challenge for the city government. It's something that I think doesn't make many tourists very comfortable, because it looks so cheap, so strange. It's something that you don't want to see in such a beautiful city.
While Michal Bregant spent his formative years in the historic city centre, he hopes to spend his future working life in a rather different environment. Nakladové nádraží Žižkov, or the Žižkov Freight Railway Station, is a grimy complex that ceased serving its original function over a decade ago. But under an ambitious plan, its main building should in future house the headquarters of Bregan's National Film Archive. Why that particular site?
First, the location is amazing. You know, Žižkov is a very vibrant neighborhood, and I'm convinced that there is a big potential here. If we manage to transform the former train station into something like what we call cultural hub, which would obviously have institutions like the National Film Archive and other cultural institutions operating here, it can be a very attractive place also for tourists and you know, people who just want to hang out and experience something else than standard tourist attractions in the downtown area.
What do you know about this building we're in right now, which is just by the main road here where the trams go and near the two cemeteries?
It's a functionalist building, which is a very important chapter in the modern history of architecture in Prague. But as you can see, it's more functional than functionalist, if I may put it that way, because it was built for the purpose of administration of the mainly food and coal coming to Prague and being distributed here in the city. Also, I remember the father of my wife, who was as a young boy, he was here, he lived in Žižkov, and when the building was almost completed, it was his friend and his brother's schoolmate, because his the schoolmate's father was the investor, he was the head of the construction project. They lived also in Žižkov, and he was invited over here in 1934, if I'm not mistaken, and those kids would stand on the rooftop of the building, and you can imagine that Žižkov was so different, and especially this area, it was rather, you know, middle of nowhere, empty space, and you know, the First Republic was blossoming, very different time from today.
Ideally, how would you like this place to look in 10 years' time? Or say 15 years' time?
Well, I would like to see it in 5 years' time, finished but not really polished, because I think that it's important to maintain all the traces of the past. You know, I don't want to see this being kind of glossy, beautiful and everything. I want this to look as the former freight train station. And I want this to be more quiet than now, because we can hear the heavy traffic on the main street, and that's something that is really quite disturbing. I want to see this very open for the public, because we are going to have the exhibition spaces and two cinemas for archival program and also for current program of Czech and international cinema. I want to see people studying in our library and doing research in our research facilities. So I think that this really can become a film center in Prague.
The last stop in our tour of Michal Bregant's Prague is the bar Duende. A short distance from FAMU Film School and a stone's throw from Charles Bridge, it's been one of the best places to go in that part of the city for 2 decades, and my guide has been coming here regularly from the very beginning.
I consider this being my kind of almost exile home or something in my former life, when I had more free time. I would hang out here a lot. I think I was even the first unofficial, but the first guest here, because it was the guy who opened this place back in the mid-90s, I suppose. He used to run a tea room in Náprskovo Museum, the ethnographic museum around the corner. And somehow they couldn't stay there, so he was walking around and he discovered that this place was here. So they only opened the gates and discovered that the space was so beautiful. And they started doing the little renovation. And I just walked by and discovered they were here. It was the day before the opening. And I would have a very good coffee, excellent coffee mostly. At that time, it was one of the best coffees, best espressos you could get in Prague. And maybe a shot of Calvados. And then I was here a regular. I loved the atmosphere, and it was really kind of international, and it was not pretending anything. It was very, you know, friendly, kind of normal place where you could take anybody. Also, I had my some parties here. I remember my 40th birthday here when my guests blocked the whole street. And then for my 50th birthday, I was not very much into making a big party, but then I figured out that somehow, you know, it fits in Duende, so I did it again here.
And what does the name Duende mean, do you know?
First, I think it's a great name for such place, you know. If you listen to this word Duende, it's exactly what it is. I don't really know what is the meaning of it. I know it's something like a dance or music style connected to Spanish traditional music, if I'm not too mistaken. But it's so gentle, it's so lovable, you know, such name. I think that was perfect fit for this place.
What other places would you go in Prague, in the city centre, or elsewhere in the city, for a drink or for a coffee?
Well, we are sitting now in Karolina Svetla, that's the name of the street. Karolina Svetla was a great Czech female writer in the late 19th century, and this street is so rich, you know, if you walk only a few steps from here, you get very good vegan food. You go a few more steps and you get, I think, the best lunch, simple lunch in the area, in this bistro. There is this other cafe across the street, which is another smoky hollow, which is crowded with famous film students, typically. So it's any place you go, Století, you know, that's a place where when I worked for FAMU, I would take my my guests to that place for lunch or dinner all the time. So this street is really super rich with cafes and restaurants and bars.